Presenting the 2018 Arizona Sports ESPYs, Luke Lipinski, Max Starks, and the Bear take you through some of the biggest moments in Valley sports this year. Your host, Aaron Maloney.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
That was such a glorious intro.
Yeah, I feel like I should have dressed up.
I know.
Now for her 9-minute monologue.
Exactly.
Yeah, I need to rap or do some crazy dance like Justin Timberlake did that one year.
Do it all.
Yeah. I still have that in my head when he was mocking Jessica Simpson. She's like, Tony, remember that one?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to top that.
I really don't know either.
But I will try. Okay, good.
Okay, so I threw out 6 questions on Twitter. We have a lot more, but we'll see how many we can get through.
Okay.
So our first question, what was the most memorable quote in Arizona this year? Should I say what the audience says first?
Well, okay, so hold on. So are the three of us voting? You're not voting. You're just hosting, or are
right.
you voting? Okay.
I'm your host.
So, you did say give us the nominees, but don't say what the audience said yet.
Yeah. The nominees are, This Is Our House for Archie Bradley.
Okay.
I Don't Want to Be Here, Eric Bledsoe at the Hair Salon.
Okay.
I'm on the Train, Herm Edwards. I Know I'm Going Number One, DeAndre Ayton.
Wow. I've got my answer.
You got your answer?
I've got my answer.
Okay.
These are, I don't know, because this is the first year we've ever done this, but do we have this many memorable quotes every year? That's 4 pretty good suggestions.
I mean, that's 4 really strong candidates there. You could argue for all of them.
I'm just going to argue for one of them.
Okay, let me hear it.
I'm on the Train with Herm Edwards.
Oh, gosh, really?
It's just so catchy. There's going to be shirts at Sun Devil Stadium.
Don't be a homer.
I'm absolutely going to be a homer. It's the Arizona Sports ESPYs.
Yeah, but there's 4
okay,
other
then, Max,
teams.
What's
yes,
yours?
Yeah, give me yours.
The Archie Bradley, This Is Our House, was just, that was like just electric. And I felt it, and I was like, you know what? I'm in this house, and this is our house.
Cody?
I felt really good.
For me, it's Archie, too.
Thank
this
you.
Is our house.
Thank you, Bear.
Because it gets played in every highlight video in the on the D-back show at their games. It's online. It's in GIFs. It's in video. It's
electric.
It's too good.
Yeah, it's too good.
Well,
and
let's hear
pure raw emotion.
What our audience had to say. And
there's
the winner
envelopes.
Is.
Oh,
okay. Archie Bradley.
Woo! Look at that. Look, take that,
you know
Luke.
You know what? I went for comedic value, but the fact that it was actually sealed in an envelope, I'm willing to sway my opinion a little bit. I didn't know we were going to have envelopes.
48% say This Is Our House, Archie Bradley. 27% I Don't Want to Be Here. I'm on the Train got 17%, and 8% DeAndre Ayton. I Know I'm Going Number
I was
One.
Torn between Archie and Eric Bledsoe's I Don't Want to Be Here.
Because
that was just
the,
so weird.
The exact opposite end
yeah.
of the spectrum.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just odd.
It was like, how fast can I get kicked out of a city?
And
I don't want to be here at a hair salon. Really, Eric Bledsoe? At a hair salon, you got to fade.
All four of these came true because Archie, it is their house. Eric Bledsoe didn't want to be here. Herm may be the only one on the train, but he is on the train. And Ayton did go number one.
You are the conductor of a one-person train.
All right, back there.
The biggest meltdown in Arizona sports this year. The nominees are ASU men's basketball in the Pac-12, Coyotes starting the season 0-10-1, the Cardinals in London, and then U of A in the first round of the tournament.
All right, Max, you can
Ooh.
Go first. Or do we want to let Bear go first?
Yeah, Bear, you
go
first.
I think he has something to say.
Go ahead, Bear.
We'll just go clockwise.
Yeah, I would say U of A in the tournament because it's just I went to ASU, so I have to relish in their failure.
That is a homer pick right there.
That was a true homer pick.
But I want to give an honorable mention. How about the D-backs in May?
Yeah.
That's an honorable mention, at least.
It's right there. It's absolutely right there because they didn't look like the same team.
But, yeah, I like U of A losing too much to not vote for that one.
All right.
And I guess because I'm a football player, I would say that meltdown in London was pretty bad.
That was because they were still kind of in it
at that
point.
They were still kind of in it, and that would have been a catalyst. And they absolutely just sent bodies. That was like the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, we don't ever need to talk about that game again.
Yeah, but that's what it seemed like. It was like the ghost of success past.
I'm going to go with U of A in the first round as well. because that is a team led by DeAndre Ayton losing
the number one overall pick.
Buffalo. The Buffalo Bulls. Almost the Buffalo Bills, but not quite.
But the Buffalo Bills also made the playoffs.
And they trolled him on draft night when he got taken number one overall. So, yeah, we're going with that for sure. Although, yeah.
Well,
I'll just
let's see what the voters had to say. And the winner is ASU men's basketball in the top 12.
This isn't going well for me.
There we go, Code.
I guess that was pretty bad.
36% ASU men's basketball, 27% Cardinals in London, 25% U of A in the first round, 12% the Coyotes and their 0-10-1 start.
I feel pretty good right now. Even though I didn't win that one, I still outperformed both of you guys.
All right, next question, guys. Let's move it along.
Aaron's going to get played off
with the biggest trade.
Okay.
Arizona moves up and drafts Josh Rosen. Prospects for J.D. Martinez, Miami pick for Mikal Bridges, and Max Domi for Galchenyuk.
Oh.
You get to go first. I know where people are going to vote, and it's not right.
What do you mean?
Go ahead. You go.
It's the Rosen pick.
All right. That's it?
I mean, I don't know what else to say. We traded up for a quarterback that we needed, and it was a great move by the Cardinals, and I'm glad he was still available, you know, at 11, but the fact that he was available and we took advantage of it and didn't just wait.
I'm not going to argue against that because that was pretty fantastic. But we already know that J.D. Martinez came over and did everything the Diamondbacks could have ever asked. I guess
where's J.D. Martinez
right now?
But hitting homers
for the Sox.
It's just
for this calendar year that started in July. It's just for this fiscal year.
Okay.
Bear?
I would also say the Rosen
trade
because
it
was
pretty
much the opposite of what usually happens here. The Cardinals never get a quarterback in the first round. Steve Keim never moves up in the first round. And we didn't think he'd be available at 13 or 10 to 13, but he was. And they pulled it off.
Yeah.
For their quarterback of the future. Finally. They finally get him.
All right, Aaron.
And the winner is 56% Josh Rosen.
Ha-ha!
We've turned this into a win-or-lose competition.
Yeah, I've got so competitive.
29% say prospects for J.D. Martinez. 10% Max Domi for Galchenyuk. 5% the Miami pick for Bridges.
If the Rosen trade didn't happen, I would have said J.D. Martinez.
Yeah, me too.
Because that was huge, and he was awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not wrong, Luke.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're just not as right as us.
I don't need your reassurance that I'm not wrong. The guy came in and hit better than Babe Ruth.
I guess you have numbers.
The most memorable exit. Eric Bledsoe Hair Salon. Todd Graham for Herm Edwards. Bruce Arians beating Seattle, then retiring. Earl Watson fired 3 games into the season.
All right, I'm going first on this.
Yeah,
one.
You are.
It was during a Cardinals game, I believe, when Eric Bledsoe tweeted that out. I don't know how that's not the right answer, but so far I'm 0-for. But I'm going with Eric Bledsoe with the Hair Salon tweet.
Bears on you.
I agree. It's Bledsoe because we had so much fun with that too. All the social media stuff that sprung from that one tweet.
And then Earl Watson just got fired like 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
It was a very weird
day. Those two kind of coincide.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bledsoe, I don't want to be here. Oh, I'm at the hair salon. The hair salon. Whatever, man.
Yeah. Lie to me once, please.
I didn't realize how angry Cody was. No, that's not true. I forgot.
I'm an Arizona sports fan. I'm constantly in a state of anger.
Exactly. I'm going to go with Bledsoe as well.
Sweep.
Watch us all be wrong or not guess the right one.
And the winner is Eric Bledsoe hair salon tweet.
That's right.
Vindication.
There it is.
Second place was Bruce Arians beating Seattle, then retiring.
That was Swan Song.
In third place, Todd Graham for Herm Edwards, 10%. And in last place, Earl Watson being fired 3 games into the season.
which you could add that to
kind
the
Eric Bledsoe.
Like kind of tied
right.
in.
Aaron, are you coming back for more of this later on?
Yeah, we'll do that later on.
Yes.
Excellent. All right.
That was fun.
Good. I'm glad you're having fun.
Because I'm winning.
Coming up, you're not winning. It's
yes,
not a competition.
I am.
It's an award show.
It is competitive to me.
All right, then I'm going to win next time.
Unless you're a nominee,
yeah.
You don't win anything.
Let's see that.
That is true.
The hostess has spoken. All right.
But I'm a winning guesser.
Coming up, we'll get back into the Suns Summer League, and I'm going to throw a name out there that now isn't available anymore for the Suns, but I wanted him on the Suns. We'll discuss that next. Luke Lipinski, Max Starks, in for Doug and Wolf on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.